USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Voters across the country signaled their support for abortion rights on Tuesday, with three states approving ballot measures to protect abortion in their constitutions, and voters in deeply conservative Kentucky rejecting an anti-abortion measure. In the battleground state of Michigan, voters passed a constitutional amendment. Voters in California and Vermont also approved adding abortion protections to their state constitutions by wide majorities. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he intends to run for re-election and would likely make a final decision by early next year after declaring the results of Tuesday's midterm elections good for democracy. Scores of posts on Twitter and Facebook challenged Democratic successes in U.S. midterm elections without evidence on Wednesday, but the misinformation did not rise to the firestorm levels that followed President Joe Biden's victory in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.